All right, I am here with super athlete David Wilsey. How's it going, man?
It's going great. What a day.
I call you super athlete because I did some research before coming here, and I just got a list of accomplishments from you, like, that's so long. It's 2005 Canadian National Championships in Saskatoon, first, and a lot of firsts, seconds, thirds in here. So you've had quite the career.
I'm fortunate enough to play on a lot of good teams, too, though. But, yeah, it's fun. And winning is a lot better than losing, so, yeah.
It's a pretty crazy sport, though, playing rugby, pretty much as an able body. But doing it in a wheelchair, it seems like almost even more insane.
Well, the original concept of our sport was called murder ball, and we actually switched it to wheelchair rugby, make it a little more sane, I guess. You know, most of us, we broke our necks doing something a little crazy anyway, so we... You know, we just transformed that after our accident or whatever and started hitting each other with wheelchairs.
Yeah, so how do you train? Like, what kind of things do you do to get ready for your sport?
I do a lot of wind sprints and cardio training in my sports chair. I'll do that probably 5 days a week. And then you do long distance cardio a couple days a week. And then some guys hit the weights a lot harder than other guys. It's just a balancing. You're always trying to find between lean muscle and mass.
So what do you feel about the celebration today? Because I know the Winter Olympics really energized the whole community here, and it's great to have this celebration and to include the Paralympics and the summer athletes as well. So how did you feel about coming here tonight?
It was amazing. The energy, you could just feel it, eh? And you see the kids' faces when you're going around, when we first did the lap around. It's unbelievable because training's boring. And, you know, stuff like this just really pushes you through. You know, some days you don't want to go train, or, you know, the weather's crappy. You don't want to load up the chair and get it all set up. And you're just like, you just remember those kids, right?
Yeah.
So then you give yourself a little kick in the ass and you get back out there and do it.
That's nice, because you're a real inspiration to anyone that would look at your career and see that all that you've been able to accomplish. And then you can come here and interact with the crowd like you've been doing. And,
I'm having a blast.
To the kids and doing the autographs, and that's amazing to see.
I know I'm getting more of it than the kids are, so it's just so much fun. It's unbelievable.
That's awesome. Well, thanks a lot.
Well, thanks.
All the best in your future athletic.
When you said you knew a lot about me and all my accomplishments, I thought maybe you were talking to my mom. So,
because
she's my biggest fan.
I like to do research before I do interviews. I was hoping to talk to people. So,
thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, man.
Take care.
Case mark.